Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Estimated 44,000 people in Ireland get cancer every single year. It's a pernicious and deadly disease, but increasingly many of us live long and healthy lives afterwards. One of the nasty side effects of chemotherapy is, of course, hair loss, which can be mentally and physically upsetting for many patients. My next guest is only 26 years of age, but already runs a business with 52 staff in Galway, which prevents hair loss during chemotherapy. And not just that, he's developed a way for patients to self-administer cancer treatments at home. Aaron Hannan, is the founder of Luminate Medical. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Joe. How are things?
Not too bad. Tell us a little bit about Luminate and this motorbike-like helmet that you have developed.
Yeah, for sure. So Luminate is a spin-out of the University of Galway, co-founded by myself, Barbara Oliveira and Martin O'Halloran. And essentially, we develop technologies that help patients to live better through and after cancer treatment. And so, as you mentioned, the first product that we developed with some funding from Enterprise Ireland was a device to prevent hair loss during chemotherapy. So the Lily device is a portable, wearable solution that patients can use during and after each chemotherapy treatment. And what's really unique about it is that it can be worn both in the clinic and at home. So unlike some of the existing cooling technologies that are out there, patients can actually get out of the clinic as soon as they're finished their chemotherapy treatment. There's two benefits to that, obviously patient quality of life, but also from the clinic perspective, we can free up more space so that patients can, or the clinics can see more patients.
Yes, indeed. And they wear this device on their head and it kind of prevents hair loss by freezing bits of the capillaries or something?
So what we do is a compression therapy. And so it's a low level amount of compression that applies all over the surface of the scalp. So if you think about the blood vessels that are in your scalp, there are loads of little tiny vessels that connect the main bloodstream to those tiny little hair follicles on your head. And what we want to do is close those off so that chemotherapy that's being injected into the vessels and is traveling all around the body doesn't ever make it to the hair follicles, where it's not needed if a patient has a solid tumor like a breast cancer, for example.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us more about how cancer patients can treat themselves at home, courtesy of Lumen.
Yeah, for sure. So this is a really exciting technology direction that we've been going in for the past couple of years. And I guess we look at some of the challenges in cancer care in Ireland. And you mentioned in the intro that, you know, more of us are surviving than ever before, which is great. But this places a massive strain on cancer services because, you know, we only have so many chairs to treat people in hospitals, only so many beds. And if people are living longer with the disease, they're going to require treatment for longer. Also, more of us are getting cancer than ever before. So we have these two tailwinds that are putting massive pressure on the ability to deliver cancer services. And so we've developed a technology that would allow some low-risk patients who are on something like a long-term immunotherapy to self-administer these drugs in the future. And so the idea is that we can take some of the pressure off our cancer services by allowing patients to get treated at home. And so the device is called Lotus. It's like an auto-injector style device that allows the patient to self-access their bloodstream using a subcutaneous port. These are devices that many cancer patients would already have implanted. And so the technology is about allowing patients to self-access these devices rather than having them accessed in a hospital.
And you're working on ways for patients to be remotely monitored during care. I mean, I could see that this could save the patient's time, but also the HSE and health services millions in the long run.
Exactly. And I think if we look at, you know, peer health systems, so the NHS has chronic problems with getting cancer patients treated within their target time. So for every 4-week delay in cancer treatment beyond the target time, there's a 10% increase in mortality per the NHS research. So there's a real issue here in terms of getting people access to care and how that actually impacts their outcomes. So it's definitely a really significant challenge for health systems and something we're really excited to be part of solving.
And you were financially backed by the controversial South African billionaire Peter Thiel.
So yeah, definitely been lucky to get a lot of funding along the way, and really great to have the support of Enterprise Ireland through multiple grant pieces of grant funding. For me personally, was lucky to get a Teal Fellowship, which not only gave some financial support, but also access to other young people who are developing really interesting businesses all around the world. And for me, that was a massive learning experience in, you know, how to grow a fast growing startup.
You're based in Galway. You're a Mayo man. Are you hoping to keep the business in the west of Ireland, or are you looking for a trade buyer?
So we're really excited about the potential of growing a world-class business from Galway. As a co-founding team, it's something we've always said, and our ambition is that, you know, we want to build the next public healthcare company from Galway. And so we're continuing to hire, we're expanding our R&D or project management or manufacturing operations in Galway right now. We're expanding to a new facility right now. And even though we have, you know, significant presence in the US, we're continuing to make hires there, especially in our clinical and our operations on the ground with clinics. We're really passionate about Galway being our R&D base. You know, we get questions from investors all the time, you know, why don't you move to Boston? Why don't you move to San Francisco? But we're really firmly of the belief that there's world-class talent in the west of Ireland when it comes to medical devices, that talent is cost competitive compared to, you know, what you would pay in San Francisco or Boston. And so it makes perfect sense to build the next public healthcare company out of Galway.
Yeah, we've got Dexcom, we've got lots of other medical devices companies in the west of Ireland as well. Best of luck with it, Aaron, and come back to us when you're a billionaire yourself and helping others. That is Aaron Hannan, the founder of Luminate Medical, based in Galway.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.